and knows how the fans felt about him here in Cleveland. We're going to forget about that little stint he had in New York while we bring him on, because he is a super friend of the show. We
Dude
love
needed
him.
A job, Andy.
He needed a job?
Yeah. So they gave him one in New York. He had to go take it.
That
He's
is
allowed.
True.
He's allowed.
I was not mad. As long as he left his Yankees jersey back in Florida, we're okay with it. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in the Pronk, Travis Hafner. Hello. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. So you're en route to Cleveland right now?
Yep. I'm at Charlotte Airport right now.
Very
signing
nice.
Signing autographs, I hope?
I am not. Getting ready to eat.
Okay.
I have an idea for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pull this off. You've spent the last couple of summers hitting fungos to your kids' little league teams. You can pull this off. We know your right shoulder is shot because you had surgery. You were a DH. Instead of throwing out the first pitch, you go to the mound with a bat, and you hit a fungo to the catcher.
Well,
no.
This is somewhat embarrassing to say, but I actually don't use a fungo. I'm one of those guys that hits with a tennis racket because I have no. Like, when I hit with a fungo, I have, like, really heavy topspins, and it just eats the kids up. So I'm the guy that uses the tennis racket. So I do have pretty good control. I could probably throw a first pitch with the tennis racket.
Now, see, that might not be – that would confuse everybody,
okay,
though.
Okay, so I would turn you around.
So much for plan A.
I would turn you around with a fungo, and I would have you hit one into the bleachers. Now, that would be fun, the first home
that
run
I
of the
could
game.
Do. That I could do.
All right, is your shoulder okay? You can throw tonight, you think?
Yeah, I throw BP every day almost.
Nice. All right.
Did you buy a glove to coach or no?
And are you standing on the rubber?
I have my old gloves from my playing days. They're in really good shape, surprisingly.
I am not surprised at all.
Lack of use will do that to a glove.
Do you need to break those in? Did your original glove say the Pronk on it, or did it say Pronky?
It just said Pronk.
Okay, because I don't know if everyone knows the whole origin of the – I don't know if we want to go into the whole origin of the nickname itself, but it was Pronky at one point, wasn't it?
Yep, it was Project and Donkey put together, and then it was Pronky for like a day or two, and then shortened it up to Pronk.
Better that way.
All right, did you watch the game last night? Let's start there, and I hope that the answer is yes.
Yeah, of course. It was one of the best games I've ever seen, I think.
That's what we said. It was unbelievable.
Well, I mean, from your perspective, like, what did you take out of last night's game? I'm curious, for a guy that, you know, played the majority of his career here, but you did play for the Yankees, and like, what's it like to watch that kind of a game between the, you know, couple teams that you played for?
It's great. I mean, the drama in that game was about as high as I've ever seen in any game. Like, I'd imagine the ballpark just had to be going absolutely crazy. But you know, you get the lead, and then you think, you know. You turn it over to Class A, and you're thinking, like, this one's done. And then Judge and Stanton both go deep, and then Noel hits the big home run to tie it, and then Fry did his thing in the last inning. It was incredible. Like, my kids were going crazy. Like, it was the best day of their life, the worst day of their life, and then the best day of their life.
Good.
You're raising them as Guardians fans, right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. That is good news for
Yeah, because we're concerned about CeCe after him throwing out the first pitch in New York. But, I mean, he had a long time in New York. You had 82 games. So we'll look at all the other games compared to that.
It works out. The way this team has played all year, Travis, if you look at the roster, you think, okay, they're not the most talented team. But they've managed to win games all year long, and they've played really good baseball to do it. How strange is it for a team that's built this way to be able to sustain a real good level of play all year long? Because I do think it's been an unexpectedly great season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think over the course of the season, for any team, you're going to have your ups and downs. And our team is typically built on starting pitching, and we've had some injuries there. So, you know, the bullpen has stepped up in a huge way, and, like, offensively there's some guys that had some tremendous years, and, you know, it's just kind of one of those lineups where everybody contributes. You find a way to get on base, you steal some bases, you play some small ball, and you just find a way to create runs and win ball games like that.
You know, I'm trying to think back in the postseason, you hit a home run against the Yankees too, didn't you?
Yep.
In the postseason. What was that like?
anytime you hit a home run, it's really fun. But you know, you do it in the playoffs, yeah. And especially like in a big moment, like, you know, because in the playoffs, the intensity is really cranked up from where it is in the regular season. So, you know, the Noel and Fry home runs, they had to be, you know, I'm sure the stadium was shaking when that happened. That's just an incredible moment.
Yep, one at home, and then you had a playoff home run at Fenway too, huh? Pretty impressive. I mean, that's magical. Win or lose, I still got to think that's magical.
Yeah, just, you know, kind of like I was saying, just it's, yeah. The atmosphere is so intense, and every pitch is so, like, you know, anytime you score runs or get a big hit, it's such a change in momentum.
What do you think when a manager manages a little differently in the postseason than he does in the regular season? I'll say about Stephen Vogt, maybe getting to the bullpen sooner in some instances and getting the Class A sooner, and your former teammate Aaron Boone doing the same thing last night with Luke Weaver. As a player, does that change anything? Does it enhance, like, okay, great, we're really going for this one, or, ooh, I wish you wouldn't be doing that?
I think when you have a chance to get a win in the postseason, you manage differently. Like, I remember Tito a few years back was bringing Andrew Miller in the third or fourth inning. And, you know, you would never do that during the regular season because you'd burn those guys out. But, you know, I think in the playoffs, you have to, you know, you have to take chances and you have to manage to win games. And you worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
Yeah, when you're coaching Little League, do you bring your closer in early? Because I think that's important, especially. And do you do the slow walk out to the mound?
He doesn't count pitches. I know that.
Yeah, I'll bring in my closer. He'll throw 150 Saturday, and then I'll bring him back out for 110 on Sunday.
Young arms be damned.
Oh, you're the manager I always wanted my kids to play for. Oh, man.
How old are your kids now, and how old are their arms?
They're 15, 12, and 9.
Oh, that's make sure they're awesome. All throwing curveballs, especially
that's
the 9-year-old.
Awesome. You're a father.
Well, we got to win games, so you bust out sliders, curveballs, you leave nothing on the table.
As long as you're implementing that 24-hour rule, the parents that know more about baseball than you do, then you're good to go, right?
You know what I've loved about the playoffs? I've not heard one person call and complain or even talk about payroll of a team, Travis. And I love that because I've been on board with the way our team does business. Our team develops players and puts a team on the field that can compete. Other teams do it a different way, but yet here you are in the American League Championship Series. And I think it's a credit, and it's a credit to the teams that spend huge money. Good for them. But it's also a credit to teams like our team, like the Tigers, like the Royals, who go out and scout and develop and put teams on the field and play the heck out of the game. I think that's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just because you spend a lot of money doesn't guarantee anything. It just guarantees that you have a big payroll. So I even think, like, with the some of the new rules, like the bigger bases promotes, you know, stolen bases, like no shift promotes athleticism defensively. And I think a lot of those things are, you know, tend to be like characteristics of like some younger players. You know, the veteran guys obviously have a lot of value, but, you know, like if you can have some younger athletic guys out on the team and they tend to be a little less expensive, I mean, that's huge in today's game as well. So, but yeah, we've had a long history of developing pitching and bringing up good position players. And, you know, it's kind of cool when you see everything click and you're in the ALCS.
Hey, if you played in that game last night, you got to leave the game there and turn the page pretty quick because, I mean, obviously you're still down 2-1 and you know, it's great to feel good about last night, but at what point do you have to turn the page and say, okay, that was a great win, but you know what, it's not going to mean anything if we don't win tonight?
Yeah, I'd say the hangover from the games is like a little longer just because, like, mentally you're so into every pitch and, you know, I remember during the playoffs, like sleeping in later and, you know, waking up at like noon. But yeah, once you get to the ballpark and get moving around and get out for batting practice, you know, your mindset has changed to game four and going out there and getting the W in game four.
And that sleeping till noon was pre-kids, right? Just making sure. Because I can't see your wife being real happy about that.
No, she let me sleep in, you know, oh. like Oh, pre-kids, though, yes, pre-kids.
Okay, I just got to make sure. Someone's got to have
married, but pre-kids, yeah.
Somebody's got to have her back, and you know we got you covered on your family. Yeah, we do like
her a lot.
We like her more than we like you, let's be honest.
I know. You guys probably came over and watched the kids and helped her out.
And whatever it took, I mean.
While you were out hitting fungos with a tennis racket.
Why did I say that?
Well, have fun tonight, man.
Yeah. Throw a strike, though.
We're happy for you because you're our buddy, and we can't wait to see you do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I'm excited. My kids are... This has been like a little ridiculous, but they've been like so into this first pitch. Like they've been looking up online, like what are the fastest first pitches? And I think Ichiro threw 193, and then there's Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson have had like I think some in the 70s, and then they go to like, Dad, you got to throw a curveball, or you should throw a knuckleball, and you know try to cross up the catcher. So it's kind of
what
I'm. They're really into it, and I'm just like, no, I'm just going to go out there and lob it in. I'm going to probably aim a little high as
yeah, throw
to
high.
Avoid the bounce.
Will you stand, on the rubber? Or
you got to go on the rubber.
In front?
I don't know. I was actually thinking about that today. What do you think?
You're a big dude. You got to get on the mound.
I think whatever you do, and Curtis Danberg taught us, I was lucky enough to throw out a first pitch a long time ago, but Curtis Danberg, first of all, warm up. Make sure you go back in the cages and throw a little. And then secondly, aim high. Travis, no one ever makes fun of anybody that throws the ball over the catcher's head. It's when you spike it, that's when you got problems.
Don't go Mariah Carey. Yep. Don't wear stilettos.
Yeah, don't wear stilettos. Dude, I'm telling you, take a fungo with you and hit one into the bleachers tonight. Take a fungo and hit one into the bleachers with you. No, that would be awesome.
Lawsuit if you hit somebody. Don't do it.
All right, then don't put it in the bleachers.
That would be my last first pitch.
It'd also be your last home run, too. Goodbye, Travis. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for being a friend of the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Travis Hafner, Indians legend, Guardians first pitch tonight. So looking forward to that. We have a ton of things to do. We're going to take some more of your phone calls. We're going to talk more about the game. Andrew Siciliano, Brian Anderson, Ellis Burks, Kevin Stefanski, quick predicts. This day is going to fly by quick. 216-474-0092.